heart wants it free. It's the only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Saturday in Peru, and through a translator, Xi said China is ready to work with the Trump administration, but he also hinted a warning over the president-elect's proposed tariffs.
But if we take each other as rival or adversary, pursue vicious competition, and seek to hurt each other, we would roil the relationship or even set it back.
Trump Saturday nominated Chris Wright, his Secretary of Energy. Wright is the chief of one of the nation's largest fracking companies. Some senators want to see the House Judiciary Committee report on a sexual misconduct and drug probe into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. It's not clear if that report will come out. Hezbollah says its main spokesman was killed in an Israeli strike on Beirut, and Russia's launched one of its largest attacks against Ukraine in months, targeting the domestic power grid. This is ABC News. McDonald's seeking to reassure customers after the E. coli outbreak that was linked to some of its restaurant plans to invest $100 million, including $65 million, to go to the franchises that were most directly impacted. Saturday's college football schedule saw a very emotional homecoming for a player on one of the nation's best teams 1 year after he suffered a personal tragedy.
2 summers ago, Carnell Tate's mother was killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago. Saturday, the Ohio State receiver scored 2 touchdowns in their 31-7 win over Northwestern in Chicago, his hometown.
It was a lot of high emotions, stuff like that, but I had to manage it. It means a lot to be playing back in my city, especially my first time being back since my freshman year of high school, and especially being able to play in front of all my family and friends.
About 40 family members were at Chicago's Wrigley Field. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Famed gymnastics coach Bella Caroli died. He was 82 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on 3 great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Gusty west winds up around 25 miles per hour as highs top out in the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Monday, look for increasing clouds and showers developing, highs in the low to mid 50s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com.
It's 42 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey Dwight, hey Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. Brrr. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
Feel lucky? Mary Chapin Carpenter there. Go get your lottery tickets. Here's Keith Urban and Wasted Time.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good when I think
twisted away, and the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame, and the days got sold to the grit in the game. But I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road.
Catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
She's got every quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Call. She got
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. To the ones pushing that needle in the red end of diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Dylan Scott together. That is Boys Back Home. Hi there, it's Andrew J, the boy right here on the radio, and I've got Mark Willis coming up.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand.
Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
1430 AM. And 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times. Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was
1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran. You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
All right, welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We are here at First Baptist in Duran, and we are looking at the book of Titus, the New Testament book of Titus. So if you would like to follow along, if you can, we'd like you to grab a Bible and turn to that New Testament book, Titus. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read these four verses, and I'd invite you to follow along. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us through this week, mentally, emotionally, physically, and most of all, spiritually. Lord, we thank you that you sustain us and this new work that you have begun in us. And Father, we know that it's imperative for us to feed on the Word of God, which is spiritual meat and drink to our inner man. And so we pray that you would nourish us, Lord, through the wonderful words that you have lifted to us here in this book of Titus. And we pray, Father, that you would be exalted in our midst as we study, and that we would retain what you give to us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, as we're looking here at the introduction here, we have this short epistle gave Titus, a useful servant of Jesus Christ, encouragement and instruction in a hard setting, and that is the island of Crete. So I'm just going to give you a little background information here, and if it's not on your study sheet, but I feel as though we need to have a context in which this letter was written. Titus is mentioned some 13 times in the New Testament. You've read through your New Testament. His name is something that you have read more than once, obviously. He was the first pastor on the island of Crete. And Crete is a large island in the Mediterranean. It's 186 miles long, and it's anywhere between 7 to 35 miles wide, depending where you're at on the island. And we don't want to confuse it with another island in the Mediterranean, which is Cyprus. Cyprus is about 200 to 400 miles east of the island of Crete. So there are five major islands in the Mediterranean Sea, Crete and Cyprus being two of the larger ones here. Crete is a mountainous island, and it was the people in Crete were steeped in Greek mythology. In fact, the most powerful god in the understanding of Greek mythology is Zeus, and his origins were on the mountain of in Crete called Mount Ida. So the people were not without a religion, but they were lost. And it's interesting that some of the inhabitants of Crete over a millennia ago, over 1,000 years prior to the writing here, were a people that migrated to the western shores of Israel. And these are the people who are called the Philistines. And we see them showing up in the Old Testament, and they were certainly a thorn in the side to Israel. In 67 BC, it was the Romans who conquered Crete, and it became subject to Caesar. And we do know, as we've read through the book of Acts, that when Peter preached his first sermon, a street meeting there in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2, there were people from all over the Mediterranean world, and there were people from Crete that were present there in Jerusalem. And undoubtedly, and Bible scholars tell us this, these people who got saved listening to Peter's sermon, it wasn't something in synagogue, was it? No. They're walking down the streets of Jerusalem, and this guy's preaching, and he's preaching in their own tongue. You remember the background to that? And they get saved. And their lives begin to turn around, and things, wow. They go home after Pentecost, and they start telling people in their synagogues what happened and how this guy by the name of Peter, who was a disciple of a rabbi by the name of Jesus, had told them about that rabbi and how he fulfilled so many messianic prophecies in the Old Testament. So in Crete, there are these different villages and small towns. There were clusters of believers that began to meet together for prayer and for worship of the Lord Jesus. Now, it seems probable that Titus came into Paul's life during the apostle's first missionary journey. And although for some reason Luke does not make any mention of him in the book of Acts, we do not know where or how he was converted, or precisely when or he became associated with the apostle Paul. In verse 4, look down there, Titus is called mine own son after the common faith, and it suggests strongly that Titus, like Timothy, perhaps was led to Christ by Paul, strongly influenced by Paul. And incidentally, there's a little adjective here before the word faith. It says common faith. And that means that this book and this belief in the Lord Jesus Christ is for the common man. It's not just for certain individuals, but it's for everybody. And then another piece of information concerning the background of this book is that Titus was not a Jew. You might remember that. Galatians chapter 2, verse 3. He had traveled and served with Paul extensively. He was with the apostle in Corinth for a year. He's mentioned 9 times in the second letter of 2 Corinthians. And Titus went with Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem to attend the Council of Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15. I don't want to bog you down with details, but that was a key spiritual event in the life of the early church, because there were people that were coming in and say, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but we also have to keep the law. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is huge. And Titus was there. He was a Gentile. He was not a Jew, but he had believed on the Lord, and no one put pressure on him to be circumcised. And it turned out to be a wonderful conference. And the upshot of it was the pastor there in Jerusalem, who is James, said, hey, we conclude that a man is justified by faith and faith and faith alone, and that's it, okay? And letters were sent out to the other churches letting them know of that decision. And so that was a good time. Titus was twice in charge of gathering a collection from the church at Corinth for the poverty-stricken believers in Jerusalem. And after Paul's first imprisonment, Paul took Titus with him to Crete, where the two ministered together for some time. And when Paul left Crete, he left Titus there to carry on the ministry. Sometime between 62 and 64 AD, Paul wrote Titus the letter we are studying. So it gives us a time frame. It was about 30 years after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. At that time, Paul was in Macedonia, and Macedonia, as you might know, is just a country north of Greece. One commentator said this: the people of Crete were not the easiest to work with. It was not an easy ministry, and it's not unreasonable to think that there must have been times when Titus was discouraged. The churches needed qualified leaders. False teachers, as we will go through this epistle, we find that they began to pop up in these village churches and these town churches. And they said, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but you've got to have the law also. And so that was a real challenge. And then the people had a bad reputation for being dishonest, for being evil, and for being gluttons. And the Bible tells us a little bit about that in verse 12 of chapter 1. So what we have here is a short letter given by the Apostle Paul to a man that is younger than him, spiritually qualified, but who needs some tips, and he needs some encouragement. as he takes charge of a work that the Holy Spirit started in Pentecost and now had brought over from Jerusalem into Crete. So underneath our conclusion here, we see the introduction. The writer Paul was qualified to mentor Titus, and a mentor is a guide, is he not? He's a friend that comes along and guides. And he was qualified to mentor Titus because of his own deep commitment to please Jesus Christ. And that deep commitment that Paul had to please Jesus Christ comes out in what is called the salutation or the opening remarks of this epistle. So I want us to notice this deep commitment as it surfaces as we look at these verses. A deep commitment that I think that you want to have in your life and that I want to have in my life if we want our life to count for Jesus Christ. And the first thing we see here, that Paul was bound to God. Paul was bound to God. He calls himself Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul was bound to God as a servant of God by personal choice. By personal choice. You know that Greek word for servant here. It's doulos. It means a bond slave. It means it's not just someone who works from 9 to 5. It's someone who is actually belongs to someone else. He counts himself as someone else's property. And he's probably born into that status. During the first century of the Roman Empire, slavery was just rampant. But he counts himself as a servant, as a doulos of Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul learned something about dying to self to please someone else. And boy, that is a fundamental if we're going to make any progress for Jesus Christ, is it not? We have to die to ourself to please our Master. It's not what we want to do, but it's what our Master wants us to do, and that Master is God. Second of all, he was bound to God not only as a servant by personal choice, but he was bound to God as an apostle of Christ by divine appointment. All right. In Acts chapter 9, when he was called on the road to Damascus, the apostle Paul was commissioned and told what he was going to do and how God was going to use him. And the word apostle means simply a messenger, a sent one. And so that's how he invested. I mean, everything in his life changed on that trip to Damascus when he met Jesus Christ. And my friend, when you meet Jesus Christ as your Savior, everything in your life is going to change. And your dog will even notice the change in your life if you've really connected with God. That's just, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay? Start feeding that animal on time. Make sure his water bowl is clean. So many other ways. But how about members of your family? How about people at work? Amen. Amen. So Paul was bound to God as a servant and as an apostle of Christ. Second of all, Paul was qualified to speak to Titus, because he was bound to the faith of God's elect. He was bound to the faith of God's elect. That's why it says right here in verse 1, Paul, and a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. The faith of God's elect. That word faith means the whole body of truth that we call the Scriptures. Okay? That provided the parameter of his ministry. That was the faith, the Scriptures, that put the fences up on what he could say and what he would not say. He didn't want to go beyond that. He didn't want to add to anything to that. And so he was bound to the faith of God's elect. And the word elect here means those that are chosen by God to follow him. Those that are chosen by God to follow him. You know, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. You know what? God didn't come up with a plan of salvation after Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. No. God came up with a plan of salvation even before Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And he selected certain ones to believe on his Son, chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Now take your Bibles and turn with me, please, to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. We jet ahead several thousand years, and now this is a prophecy concerning the tribulation period when there will be a world dictator, and he will demand people worship him and wear the mark of the beast. But the Bible tells us here in Revelation chapter 13, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, this world dictator, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, God chose you before Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He wrote your name in a special book. It's called the Book of Life right there. And then turn with me, please, to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Verse 8, the scripture tells us. Again, a reference to the Antichrist in the end times. The beast, that's the Antichrist, that thou sawest, was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, those that don't know the Lord, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. God chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world if you have believed on his Son. And he wrote your name in a book, and it's called the Book of Life. And Paul says his understanding of God's word is he is bound to the faith of God's elect. He's bound to what the scriptures say. And this faith is the possession of those that are chosen by God. Now, let me just say this, is that election gives you confidence. It doesn't give you right to become arrogant, but it does give you confidence. You read in John chapter 6 where the Lord Jesus was rejected by the multitudes, and he knew those that would believe on him and those that were not believing on him. We are going through life not as losers, but we are going through life as victors. And we want to make the gospel known to as many as possible, because we know that there are many out there who will yet respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then third, on Roman numeral number 2 right here, the Bible says here, the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth. That means this book and acknowledges this truth. It is in harmony with truth of what God wants us to know, and which produces godliness. Godliness is the outcome of belief and truth. Godliness is the outcome of belief in the truth. And my friend, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to be the same, especially as you get into this book. There are going to be things that are going to be dropping off of your life, because this book produces godliness. Godliness is the work of the Holy Spirit within us as we're changed by God's word. And then it says right here, in hope of eternal life, verse 2, in hope of eternal life. That means that hope that is beyond man's reach. hope that is beyond man's reach, for those that are filling in the blanks right here. You know, the fulfillment of eternal life, that is not in your hands. It is in God's hands. We have friends that pass. We have loved ones who pass. We're confronted with death regularly in this life. But the scripture tells us here that God came that we might have eternal life. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a myth. It's not a legend. It is a dream come true when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, John wrote later in 1 John. And these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, K-N-O-W, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe and continue to believe on the name of the Son of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, you can't get an offer better than that. You can't. My brother has been urging my wife and I to get a Costco card for 4, 5, or 6 years. We pulled the trigger this last week and we got a Costco card for a number of reasons, you know. As great as that place is, they don't have a shelf that's marked eternal life. They don't. Now, the only way you can get eternal life is from God and His Son, Jesus Christ. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, the blessing of eternal life gives encouragement to holiness. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it's an encouragement for service. The Bible tells us we're going to stand before the bema seat of Christ, and our works will be tried so as by fire. But he is coming for us, and he is going to take us out of this world. And then it is an encouragement to endure suffering for the sake of Christ. Paul later said, yea, I doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the exceeding, for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, Paul was bound to the scriptures, the faith of God's elect. Number three here, we're running out of time. Paul was bound to spreading the new life he had received from Christ. Paul was bound to spreading the new life he had received from Christ. You taste this life, you taste the Lord Jesus, and you want other people to know. Even people, your loved ones and your friends and even strangers, and they think you're gone overboard. You say, yeah, I have, because this is the best thing that I've ever found. And the scripture tells us right here, in verse 3, Paul was bound to spreading the new life he had received from Jesus Christ. He's bound to spread it verbally. But it hath in due times manifested his word, how? Through preaching, verbally, word of mouth, telling people about the Lord and what he has done for us. And then he did so obediently. He says, according to the commandment of God our Savior. Mark 16:15. Here's our marching orders. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We want people to know about our Lord. This is not something we're hiding under a bushel. He's changed our life. He's forgiven our sins. He's given us hope. You know, there's a place called Melgard Monument in River Falls, 4 miles north of River Falls on Highway 35. You know what they sell? They sell tombstones. And you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be in your car going up Highway 35 and you can smile as you go by Melgard Monument. They might have a marker where they're going to put your body, but when you die, you're going to be in glory. You're going to be in heaven. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Paul was bound to spreading the new life that he had received from Christ verbally, but also obediently, according to the commandment, he says right here. And then, last of all here, Paul was bound to furthering the growth of believers. Paul was bound to furthering the growth of believers. And that includes, first of all, Titus, doesn't it? To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith. And what does he say? This is what he wants for Titus. And this is what God wants for you, too, as a reader of the book of Titus and as a student of this epistle. He wants, first of all, grace. And that is strength. God's unmerited favor, strength to live for him. And Titus had his work cut out for him. And we'll, as we get into this book, we're going to see that. It's not going to be an easy ministry. But he wanted grace. And we need grace, not just on Sunday, but we need grace 7 days a week. And so, second of all, mercy. And we know technically that means withholding punishment that is due. Withholding punishment that is due. I don't know if you've ever come to that point in your life, God, I'm undone, I can't make you a promise, I can't make you a vow because I break everything I tell you that I am not going to do. And you come to that point in Psalm 33, verse 18, where it says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. I mean, there are times in your walk with God where that's all you can cling to is the mercy of God because you don't deserve anything else. And then down in verse 22 of Psalm 33, Paul says, David says, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us. And the invocation there, God's mercy be upon me. And we are so thankful that we serve a merciful God. And then peace. A trilogy here. A triple benediction. Grace, mercy, and peace. And that's freedom from anxiety, Titus. Freedom from worry. Freedom from panic. Freedom from adverse circumstances that could send you into a tailspin mentally. And that's what he wanted for this reader, for this mentee. And that's what he wants for you and I as well. Now, have you ever noticed many times in a salutation here the absence of the Holy Spirit's name? He says, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. How come the Holy Spirit is not mentioned right here? Ever thought about that? Well, Jesus explained that in John chapter 16. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, what's he going to do? He's going to focus our attention on Jesus Christ, not on himself. And so here we again, we see the silent ministry of the Holy Spirit through this epistle and through the pen of the Apostle Paul. Doesn't focus on himself. He focuses on Jesus Christ. And Jesus said when he comes, he would not speak of himself, but he would speak of the Son of God. So Paul was bound to furthering the growth of believers. There are new people in your life, some that you meet. Sometimes we meet people that will never come to this church, but they do have a walk with God, but they need help spiritually. Be on the alert to help them out. This included Titus, and this included all who would read this letter. Then very quickly here, in our conclusion, we cannot expect a tailor to make us a coat if we do not give him any cloth, nor a builder to build us a house if we do not supply him with building materials. It is the same way with God. We cannot expect him to live out his life in us if we do not give him the life we have. And that is a quote from Watchman Nee. Paul was qualified as a mentor because of his deep commitment to please Jesus Christ. He was bound to God as a servant, as an apostle. He was